A top commander of Colombia's rebel army, known as the FARC, is in custody in Bogota. Simón Trinidad was captured in Ecuador and deported to Colombia over the weekend. He is the highest-ranking member of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia ever to be arrested. Sibila Brodzinski is a freelance reporter in Bogota. Simón Trinidad is actually a nom de guerre, isn't it?
Yes, his real name is Ricardo Ovidio Palmera Pineda. He's a 53-year-old former banker who joined the FARC in 1987.
In what role?
Well, he joined the ranks and quickly rose through the ranks. He became one of the main financial managers for the FARC. And during peace negotiations with the former president, Andrés Pastrana, he was one of the main negotiators.
How important is his capture to Colombia's government?
Well, the capture is unlikely to tip the balance in the war that's been going on for 40 years here. But it's an important trophy for the government of President Uribe. The military had been criticized for failing to capture, you know, one of the top rebels. And with this capture, they've done it.
Will his capture affect the insurgency in any way, perhaps financially?
It's unlikely to affect them in the long term. Analysts are saying that it's a very strong psychological and political blow to the FARC, this being the first time that a top rebel commander has been captured, but that the way the FARC is structured, that they'll be able to replace Trinidad and you know, continue their fight. The military is expecting some sort of retaliation from the FARC. They're on high alert, possibly for attacks on civilians or directly against military targets.
Where is he being held, and what's the status of the case against him?
Well, there are 59 criminal counts against him. So at the moment, he's being held at the headquarters of the Attorney General's offices, where he's being questioned by different prosecutors in different cases, including car bombings and massacres and high-profile kidnappings. And once the initial questionings are through, he'll be taken to a maximum security prison in the Andes, where he'll be held.
Why has it taken the government so long to arrest a member of FARC?
Part of it has been a lack of good intelligence. Part of President Uribe's democratic security strategy has been precisely to increase intelligence, both human and technological intelligence, and that has definitely helped. The other thing is it also helps that they leave the country, if they leave the country. Military intelligence sources told me that tracking them is far easier when they're outside of Colombia rather than inside, because when they're here, they are most likely in the jungles or high in the mountains, and it's very hard to find them.
Sibila Brodzinski is a freelance reporter in Bogota, Colombia.